Back into the show. Last half hour of today, this Tuesday, February 6, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. State representative we were trying to hook up with had to go back into the meeting. It was a short break, and we missed the window of opportunity, so we'll reschedule with him. But we have another Republican state representative, Graham Filler. He represents the St. John's area, which is just north of Lansing. When you're leaving Lansing, going up 127 northbound, St. John's is that farm community where the expressway technically ends, and it goes down to a divided highway. I believe the speed limit drops to 65. That's where you start seeing a lot of those wind turbines. Well, that's the area that he's from. Following a report that came from Bloomberg News, the Biden administration is planning to loan $1.5 billion to restart Michigan's shuttered Palisades nuclear power plant. Also announced on his Twitter account, Representative Filler said that Michigan will soon be following suit with a nuclear energy-friendly bill package. The 800-megawatt Palisades plant, which is located south of South Haven, has been out of existence, out of power generation, since May of 2022. The previous company that owned it shut it down for financial reasons. It was then purchased by Holtec International. If it's made operational again, Palisades will be the first restarted nuclear reactor in the country. On X, State Representative Filler said news of the planned loan is a great nationwide sign that nuclear energy is growing. He also announced that a bipartisan bill package that would make Michigan a leader in every level of nuclear energy generation is coming soon. Plans to make it part of education, training, regulation, and tax structure as being part of the potential elements. Well, one of the things that they're looking at, Filler told MERS News Service, all of the components of the bills are almost completed. And he's hopeful that it'll be ready to be dropped next week. Though he said there are multiple facets included under the blanket of the package, but however, his personal favorite legislation, making Michigan a small modular reactor state. What is SMRs? Well, they are actually smaller, more affordable nuclear reactors, usually having a power capacity only up to 300 megawatts, which is one-third of the usual generating capacity of a traditional nuclear power reactor. Filler said by reducing the electric capabilities, it allows them to be built on smaller sites. They also come with less regulations from the federal government because of a lower production level, so does decline the risk. He said, making us, Michigan, more receptive to parking them, is the term they use, parking them in our state of Michigan. He said the bill package would encourage the development and enrollment in nuclear energy educational program at all of Michigan's universities. Currently, the University of Michigan's Nuclear Engineering Radiological Sciences program is ranked at the top of nuclear engineering grad program in the country, as rated by U.S. News and World Report. Filler said that the legislation will also encourage utilities to divert from coal to these smaller nuclear reactors. All these elements of the package have been done piecemeal in other states, but never attempted as a whole package. if all the legislation is signed into law, said Michigan would be a national leader in nuclear energy policy. So far, Filler said that other reps, Democrat Joey Andrews from St. Joseph, Democrat Samantha Steckloff from Farmington Hills, and fellow Republican Pauline Wenzel from Coloma are also working on the package and likely to jump on board as sponsors with Filler. Now, this is very interesting, folks, because remember the Clean Energy Act of 2040? The ones that the Democrats rammed through and that Whitmer signed, claiming that we're going to have 100% clean energy by the year 2040? Nuclear power was part of the stories months ago. But as they got closer and closer to actually passing the legislation, actually getting to the point where it was going to pass in the House, the Senate, and sent to the governor for signature, all of a sudden I noticed nuclear was struck from the stories. Somebody somewhere told them to drop nuclear. I don't know why. Well, it appears they have bipartisan support, a couple of Democrats, a couple of Republicans, saying that once this $1.5 billion loan from the federal government kicks in and Palisades is reactivated, guess what? It's going to get headlines. And honestly, it's the only way outside of hydrogen that they're even going to come close to making us clean energy by 2040. It is not going to happen, Governor. I don't know how you were thinking you could get this accomplished, but many people are telling us, number one, you can't get enough power to feed the grid, and you especially can't do it if you try to attract more manufacturing to the state. We simply would not have the power to do it. And then when you factor in the additional cost, Michigan Public Service Commission has already got applications from both consumers and DTE for rate increases later this spring, prior to going into the air conditioning season. So, this is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And last, in related to this story, electric vehicles not selling. Many local dealers are turning back their orders and may be forcing the factories to shut down on production, especially in northern parts of the country. Although southern orders from states of Florida, Texas, Tennessee, and others, California, are coming in strong, northern states are not ordering EVs. I wonder why. Because the battery capacity drops with cold weather. You charge it all the way to full capacity. On the gauge, it says you have a 250-mile range. You back out of your driveway, you drive to the corner, and it already drops down by half. Goes from 250 miles down to 125. Leaving our area of Antrim County, trying to make it into Traverse City, 30 miles away. By the time you get there, you may have to recharge your vehicle, which could take anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. So you better drive to a movie theater and a restaurant while your car charges back up. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Most of the restaurants and most of the movie theaters don't have electric charging stations. Well, that's no problem. You leave it at an electric charging station, put in your credit card, start charging it up. Then all you have to do is take a Lyft driver to get you to the movie theater. Watch your 2-3 hour movie and then go back with another Lyft driver to get back to your charged vehicle. Yeah, it just doesn't work. Only if they could come up with a vehicle that ran on a fuel that was readily available, like almost on every corner in Traverse City or Petoskey or Charlevoix or Gaylord or Sheboygan. If they could only come up with a vehicle that could do that. Oh, wait a minute. We already have those. It's called gas-powered engines or diesel-powered engines in our vehicles. On every corner, everywhere in America. This is going to be a dying industry, folks. I can tell you right now, the writing's on the wall. Even with these tax credits, they're offering not only federal tax credits, but now the governor wants to give state tax credit in actual dollars if you go out and buy a new electric vehicle. Yeah, sorry, folks. It's going to be a dying industry. I predict within 10 years, you will not even see EVs on the road anymore. With all this money being thrown at it, not going to happen, especially up here north of I-40. You get north of Nashville, Knoxville, Tennessee, yeah, it's not happening. Not going to happen. But alternative energy, absolutely. My biggest thing I want them to look at is hydrogen. Got all kinds of information on what's coming with that. Folks, cheap, easy to produce, and none of the risk of even nuclear power. Hydrogen. Remember, you heard it here first. Hydrogen fuel is coming. And once they figure it out and they start putting it into these vehicles, the EVs are going to die overnight. Unbelievable. So that's coming back online. Good to hear. Hopefully we'll see where it leads to with other reactors being built in the state of Michigan. Finally, one other quick story. Michigan is facing a housing crisis. Looking at various cities around the state of Michigan, affordable housing is the number one issue that these politicians are going to be start talking about this election cycle. State representatives, as well as run of these candidates running for U.S. Senate. Going to be hearing more and more about that in coming days. Let's see, what other story did I want to get in there real quick? Oh, yeah, there it is. Final story of today's show. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Army Corps of Engineers in Washington, D.C. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is not expecting to finish its environmental impact statement regarding the Line 5 tunnel under the Mackinac Straits until 2025, next year. And we'll have its final decision in 2026, according to the Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority. MDOT Senior Project Manager Mark Dubay told two members of the authority that there was currently portions of a draft report being produced by the Army Corps of Engineers, which included fish and wildlife impacts on any threatened or endangered species. Okay, stop right there. They're going to be on the UP side. They're going to begin tunneling underground, underneath the straits, the waterways of the Straits of Mackinac. What possible impact would this have on fish and wildlife? Answer, none. But Dubay went on to say that the Army Corps of Engineers is working with Enbridge to prepare a list of alternatives. We've already been down this road. Well, Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy said consideration of alternatives is always a standard part of the permitting process. Duffy said the Canadian-based energy company already has obtained permits from the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, known as EGLE, as well as the Michigan Public Service Commission. He said they've been trying to get their permit since 2020. Folks, that's 4 years ago. Duffy went on to say, we await a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which now has indicated their timeline for making their decision won't be until 2026. This is far longer than anyone, including Enbridge, may have imagined. The tunnel would be owned and operated by the Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority, but paid for by Enbridge. Duffy went on to say, our commitment to protecting the Great Lakes continues to drive our work to build the Great Lakes Tunnel. and deactivating the section of the Line 5 that currently sits in the waterways of the Straits of Mackinac. We will put those lines inside of a concrete tunnel deep under the lake bed, Duffy said. Several environmental groups oppose the tunnel and have asked for Line 5 to be shut down immediately. Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. My question is this. Where is Congressman Jack Bergman? Where is U.S. Senator Gary Peters? Both of them took credit for the expansion of the Sioux Locks project. Where are they using their influence of their elected office to put pressure on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers? There is no reason that they can't come out with a report till next year, and they're not going to make their final decision known to us until 2026. This is insanity, folks. You need to contact Congressman Jack Bergman, U.S. Senator Gary Peters, and tell him to put pressure on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. This is unacceptable to our state. I want to protect the Great Lakes just as much as the tree huggers do. That's exactly why we need the tunnel project. I'm not about to put 2,512 semi-trucks pulling hazardous tankers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, capable of producing the same amount of volume as this pipeline currently does every single day. I have seen tanker accidents. I was out in California a few years ago when I was truck driving. It melted the asphalt on I-5. North of L.A., heading up to Bakersfield where I was going, we literally had to stay in a hotel room until they got us rerouted out of there the next day. This is not the answer, and this is unacceptable. You need to get a hold of Congressman Bergman and U.S. Senator Gary Peters. They need to put pressure on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for our state. This is unacceptable. What are they waiting for? A terrorist attack on the pipeline? An anchor strike? What are they planning? Why is this going to take so dang long to analyze endangered species? Are you kidding me? What a joke. I'm going to reach out to Ryan Duffy and see if he'll come on the show. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, that's it for today. If you want the class, April 13th in Traverse City, text me class. I'll send you the info. And if you like some beef, text me beef, and I'll send you Cliff Tellini's phone number. Now we head back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda.
Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child